Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. This is Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Dr. Julie Gatza about National Eating Season and what we can do to mitigate the damage of National Eating System season. I like that. I like that term. The time between Halloween candy and New Year's Eve pig outs, with Thanksgiving and Christmas in between, can be a challenging time of year for folks who are calorie conscious. For folks who even for folks who aren't calorie conscious, with all the high calorie food and social events and traditions that all revolve around eating. We'll talk to Dr. Julie Gatza about how to minimize the damage of National Eating Season. Bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment. 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team if you want to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, if you're looking for a win-win business opportunity, helping people understand and use nutritional supplementation is an ideal way to make some money and help change the world. At the same time, help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. You can call that number, 866-735-2470, to order Youngevity products as well. 866-735-2470. And our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. Our lines are open for you. We'll get your calls next segment. Talk to Dr. Julie Gatza about National Eating Season and how to 7 tips to avoid pigging out at holiday parties. Dr. Julie has been on the program before. She's a friend of The Bright Side, and she knows what she's talking about. She'll be on at the bottom of the hour. Calls next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so we've been talking about these gooey, slimy, magical, electrical, healing, skin health substances. They're important for the health of the entire body. All the connective tissue depends on aminoglycans, GAGs, and proteoglycans. There are 4 types of stuff in the body. You've got the electrical stuff, that's the nervous tissue. You've got the covering stuff, that's called epithelial tissue. You've got the movement stuff, that's called the muscle tissue. And then the whole thing is put together with what is called the connective tissue. The connective tissue is largely made up of PGs and GAGs, proteoglycans and glycosaminoglycans. Thus the importance of these incredible molecules, GAGs and PGs, and anywhere you can get these in your diet, you should be looking for them. Eating GAGs and PGs can help you support the immune system. It can help prevent ruptures and hernias and prolapses. Eating GAGs and PGs is really important for the skin. Eating PGs and GAGs is also anti-cancer. Pretty much all health conditions, all health issues can be improved by an abundant ingestion of proteoglycans, PGs, and glycosaminoglycans, GAGs. Yesterday we talked about one of the all-time great GAGs, and that is fucoidin. You've all heard of fucoidin if you've been doing your longevity products, because it's probably next to the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, they're the most important of the longevity products, the fucoid Z and the Z radical. And there are literally hundreds of studies on fucoidin, peer-reviewed scientific studies on fucoidin in cancer, fucoidin in the immune system, fucoidin in arthritis, fucoidin in digestive health. There's not any studies on fucoidin, there's not a lot of studies anyway on fucoidin in the skin, but it's definitely important for the skin too. If you want to pick one nutritional supplement to take from longevity that's not the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients, not the Healthy Start Pack, you could do worse than picking your Z-Radical or your Fucoid Z. And now you know why. Fucoidin is a glycosaminoglycan, a GAG. It's made up of a whole bunch of different sugars. And everything we talked about with GAGs, from fighting cancer to supporting the immune system to keeping your skin healthy and your joints healthy, everything we talked about with GAGs applies in spades to fucoidin. You'll only find fucoidin in one source, and that is algae. And in my opinion, algae are the most fascinating creatures, entities on the planet. But they're real confusing, algaes. We hear the term algae a lot, but we don't really understand what they are. Seaweed, by the way, is algae. Seaweed is the common name for algae. Seaweed is a bunch of algae all clumped together. Algae are considered to be plants, technically speaking. And there's three kinds of algae. You've got brown algae, you've got green algae, and you have red algae. Red algae is, I used to use red algae in the pharmacy. By the way, I'm opening up a compounding pharmacy here in a couple weeks. And when I had my old compounding pharmacy, I used to make a herpes cream with red algae. Red algae's got tremendous antiviral properties. The red is something called astaxanthin. We're going to talk about astaxanthin in a few days. Astaxanthin is a really fascinating carotenoid phytonutrient, and it's found in red algae. A little bit probably is found in brown algae too. Algae are technically not considered to be plants, but they are. It's kind of hard to classify algae because they do have some of the characteristics of plants. Marine algae have chlorophyll. They use chlorophyll for photosynthesis. Some people will call them plants. It's kind of up in the air. There's no real definitive distinction between plants and algae. Some people say they are, some people say they're not, but they do have chlorophyll. And that's one of the reasons why algae are so valuable nutritionally, because they're a good source of chlorophyll. But that's just one of the reasons. Algae are a source of all kinds of nutrients. Algae are a source of fatty acids. Algae are a source, both omega-3 and omega-6, by the way. They make an ideal source of omega-3 fatty acids for vegans. In fact, algae oil is now being extracted as a source of omega-3s for people who don't want to use fish oil. I'm not sure how. I guess algae are classified as vegan friendly, but it's much more than the fats. Algaes contain all the minerals. Algaes contain all the amino acids. Algaes contain really interesting vitamins like vitamin K, which is kind of hard to find. They also contain vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, all your B vitamins. I mean, you're talking about a magnificent source of all your Mighty 90 essential nutrients. And of course, algae are the most abundant creatures on the planet. And in the case of a brown algae, you're going to get your wonderful phytonutrient fucoidin, which is great for all kinds of different things. Really interesting algae. Actually, it's not even an algae. It's called an algae, just to add to the confusion, called blue-green algae. It's found in a lake, the most common source anyway, is found in a lake in Oregon called the Klamath River. Actually, it might be a lake. I've got to think if it's a lake or a river. I think it's the lake, Klamath Lake. And it's filled with blue-green algae. And that blue-green algae secretes a certain kind of toxin. Sometimes that river can turn toxic. Algae, by the way, can make toxic material. And that's another interesting thing about algae. Algae blooms are notorious for creating toxicity in the oceans in Florida. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our line's open for you, 844-236-6010. Dr. Julie Gatso will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about how to avoid pigging out at holiday parties. Julie's going to share 7 tips to avoid
picking out of parties. It's national eating season between Halloween and New Year's Day, and I would venture to say that's when most of us gain a little bit of weight. I don't know many people that lose weight between Halloween and New Year's with all the high calories. It's almost like it's acceptable to indulge during holiday season. When you think about it, November, December, October, you're looking at 1/6 of the year, 2 months at least, when it's okay to pig out, when it's okay to eat candy and stuffing and all the accoutrements that are associated with Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all the eating accoutrements. Anyway, Dr. Julie Gatzel will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls this segment if we have. 844-236-6010. So there's three different kinds of algae: brown algae, green algae, and red algae. Algae are not technically plants, but they do contain chlorophyll and they do photosynthesis. What's really neat about algae is that they're complete nutrition. They got everything, and I mean everything, especially fats. It's interesting because these things sit on the water, but they are fatty, and in fact, the fatty nature of algae is what allows them to sit on top of the water and not dissolve. And that all of these fats make them a good source of fatty nutrients, specifically essential fatty acids as well as fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. Your fatty vitamins are your life management vitamins. Your water vitamins are your energy vitamins, and your fatty vitamins, D, E, A, and K, help us deal with stress, help us deal with life, help us build and grow and repair, and that makes algae one of the most important foods for anti-aging. Anywhere you can enjoy seaweed, you should be enjoying seaweed. And again, seaweed is algae. And there's all kinds of different seaweeds out there, but whatever kind of seaweed you enjoy, you're going to be getting a wonderful source of all the mighty 90 essential nutrients. And seaweed is ridiculously cheap. You can go to an Asian market and get sheets of seaweed, dried sheets of seaweed, and you can just soak them in water and eat them as is, or you can mix them in with various vegetable dishes. In fact, I would venture to say one of the reasons that the Asian countries have such a good reputation for health, is because, at least partially because of their ingestion of these wonderful sources of all the mighty 90 essential nutrients, seaweed, i.e. algae, i.e. seaweed. There's also a form of algae, which is not really an algae, although we call it an algae. It's technically a bacteria, and it's called blue-green algae. I remember back in the 90s, there used to be a multi-level company called Super Blue-Green Algae. I think that was the name of the company. They were selling a product they called Super Blue-Green Algae, and it was found in Klamath Lake. There's also the Klamath River. I think there's algae there, too. But the Klamath Lake Super Blue-Green Algae were really interesting. They were almost like they were medicinal. They were a source of all the good stuff, especially the fatty nutrients and the fatty antioxidants like beta-carotene and the xanthines, and all great for your eyes and for your skin. But one of the really neat things about the super blue-green algae, which you can still get, it's not a multi-level company. I think the multi-level company went out of business. But you can still get this blue-green algae from Klamath Lake, which used to be called Super Blue-Green Algae. One of the most interesting things about it, aside from the fact that it had all these wonderful nutrients in it, is that it gave you a lot of energy. Now, it could have been that the energy came from the vitamins and the minerals and the phytonutrients and the amino acids and the fatty essential fatty acids, etc. But some people believe that there was actually a toxin that was being secreted by the algae that gave you energy, almost like a drug. And I'll tell you what, I was a member of that super blue-green algae multi-level organization, and I sold it, actually, and I took it. And I remember taking a lot of it, and it did give you energy. Now, I haven't taken it in a while, and I'm thinking I might want to order some. There's a company called Green Earth Naturals that you can find online. Green Earth Naturals sells the same stuff. And I remember getting a tremendous amount of energy from it. Later on it came out that it might be a toxin that was causing that, but nonetheless, it made you feel pretty darn good. Algaes are amazing, amazing, amazing creatures. Life itself on planet Earth began, it's thought, livingness began with algae. Algae were the first forms of life. And algae, as I was saying yesterday, have this really incredible ability to sit on top of the water and absorb the nutrients from the ocean and then activate them from the sun. They're the link between the ocean and the sun. They perform the same function in the ocean that grass performs on the earth. And like algae, grass is also very powerful. Grass takes the minerals from the earth and combines it with the energy from the sun and creates wonderful nutrients. And this is why the biggest animals in the world are grass eaters. Now, human beings can't access those nutrients, as wonderful as they are. Human beings can't access them very well, so we can't eat grass. But we can eat sprouted grass, like wheatgrass, for example. And when wheatgrass is ground up, you can get a lot of the benefits. You have to grind it up. That's what wheatgrass juice is, and some wheatgrass juice does have a kind of powerful taste. Not everybody likes it, but wheatgrass juice has lots of energy too, lots of nutrients too. Just like algaes and just like grasses, wheatgrass juice contains wonderful, wonderful fats, fatty vitamins, phytonutrients that tend to be fatty. Anywhere you can eat grass and seaweed, or algae or seaweed, you should take advantage of that. If you have an Asian market near you, if you're lucky enough to have an Asian market near you, just sample the different types of algae. There's all kinds of different forms of seaweed and algae that are not only tasty, but they're also very good for you. In fact, there's an algae snack now that's out. It comes in a little package. It's like sheets of seaweed. They don't call it algae. They call it seaweed. And it's sheets of seaweed, and it's roasted and salted and spiced, and it is super delicious, and it's way, way, way better for you than any chips that you could buy. But it has that same kind of crispy, kind of, it's not really fried, but it has an oily quality. You can almost taste the oil in these sheets of seaweed. And again, that oil is a sign of the fats. It's representative of the fats and the fatty nutrients as well that are found in seaweed. And algae. Algae is so powerful and such a wonderful nutrient that there are now algae farms where algae is being farmed as a food source. Algae farms are thought to be the food source of the future. Algae farms. It's called algae biomass. And actually, the oil and the fats that are found in algae are also being explored as a form of energy for commercial use. It's called algaculture. Like aquaculture, but with algae, algaculture, and they technically these are algae farms, places where algae is grown for commercial use. Algae farmers are called algaculturalists. It's hard to say. Sometimes you'll hear the terms phytoplankton or microphytes or planktonic algae. But basically what we're talking about is seaweed or algae, and they are incredible for nutrition, for energy. They're extracting oil from it, for making something called bioplastics. They're starting to make medicine out of algaes. Algaes are used for pollution control, for fertilizer, and of course they're also grown for human food and also as nutritional supplements. That is it for this segment. Dr. Julie Gatzo will be with us next. We're going to talk about pigging out in the holiday season and 7 tips to avoid going crazy this holiday season with food. With food, that is. Not just going crazy, but going crazy with food. Dr. Julie Gatzo next. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America's back. There's nothing we're unable to overcome.
Santa is coming, Mr.
President. I'm waiting for Santa.
President Biden, with help from mainstream media outlet NBC News, touts America is exactly where she should be. This has Americans struggle with inflation and a loss of liberties from vaccine mandates that some call unconstitutional, since Congress had no say in Biden's demands. Conservative journalist David Webb on Fox News has a different view of America's direction.
Build back backwards. There's no better here. This is someone who doesn't want the economy to function as it does. The president has theorists and ideologues and Keynesian economists.
The World Health Organization is meeting Friday to discuss a new COVID-19 variant out of Africa. The United Kingdom is already blocking flights from several South African nations as of Friday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Black Friday kicks off around the country today, 'tis the season to celebrate Christ's birthday, family, toys, gifts, the pleasure of giving. But it's also the season of Ebenezer Scrooge, the Grinch, and a Santa Claus shortage this year.
Santas are in short supply this year, and COVID-19 is largely to blame. Santa Clauses are mostly played by older people in their mid-60s on average and tend to weigh around 245 pounds. And many Santas last year and this year are continuing to be cautious about making in-person visits to children and gatherings in general. From supply chain shortages to rising prices at the pump and grocery store, the pandemic has had an impact on every facet of our lives. Now it's keeping Santa out of town.
During COVID, some Santas were cautious and just said, hey, I'm going to take the season off. And then this season have said, I might take another season off.
Brittany Skipper is owner of the Royal Entertainers. The California company hires actors to play various characters, including Santa, for private parties and events. Skipper continues on the local NBC affiliate in San Diego that her search for Santas begins early in the year.
So replacing the Santas is a little bit difficult, but we definitely hustle around here. And so we have trainings with our Santas every week starting in August. So every week we would say, hey guys, if you guys know anybody that looks like Santa, you have a friend that has a white beard, let us know. You'll get a bonus if you bring a Santa on.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page of brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box with 11 years of daily archived information. If you miss a program or want to review a topic or want to share a subject with a loved one or friend who needs health information, head to brightsideben.com. You also find the longevity products at brightsideben.com, and join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to work out of your home, you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, hit the join the team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com. My blog, or criticalhealthnews.com, our videos, interviews, and news stories. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for all the longevity products. And if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business, And also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify it. And that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients in all our Truth Skin Health products, and they are strong. You only need one or two drops to have soft, glowing, beautiful, and most importantly, healthy skin. One or two drops a day of our Truth Transdermal C Serum, a little pea-sized amount of our Truth Retinol Gels, either 1% or 5%. Also have some new products coming out. You can check out all our products, all our Truth Treatment formulations at TruthTreatments.com, and make sure you take a look at our 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at TruthReviewed, with a D, TruthReviewed.com, TruthTreatments, with an S, .com, to purchase our Truth Skin Health products. We have specials running as we speak. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Julie Gass has been on the program before. She is going to tell us about eating and avoiding pigging out at holiday parties, how to avoid pigging out at holiday parties. This is the holiday season, which could also be called the eating season, when it's acceptable to indulge in horrific foods, I have to say. Christmas-type foods and Halloween foods and even Thanksgiving foods can be nutritionally horrific. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Julie Gatza. Hey, Dr. Julie, I take it you agree with that.
I do. I'm giggling. Hi, Ben. Nice to hear your voice again.
Yes, nice to hear you again. Isn't it crazy how this is during the holiday season? It's completely all the rules of eating, all the rules of good eating, all the morals of good eating are thrown out the window, and it's completely acceptable to do things that would never be acceptable otherwise.
I know, and the worst part is you look at yourself in January and you got your 10, 12 pounds on, and now you've got a serious buildup to climb down
and
do all that, because, you know.
Yeah, it's not so easy to lose those 10 to 12 pounds as the years go by, I'm noticing.
Yes, I totally agree. You know, one of the things that I always have patients people do before they go to a party, and it sounds so counterproductive to what you're going to the party for, but if you feed yourself well before you show up at a party, then you're actually more sane with all the stuff that comes around. And it seems like, you know, wow, why would I do that? I'm going to the party with all this food. But you're definitely going to eat three times more sugar than you're supposed to if you go,
right,
you know, unfed compared to being fed.
What about drinking a bunch of water before you go to a party?
I mean, most people are dehydrated in the first place, so a lot of times they're reaching for food rather than having actually a glass of water. So if you do drink, you know, a lot of water, it will even keep you from drinking so much alcohol and reaching for all the sugary things, because you're hydrating your body, and, you know, bodies like to be treated well. And when you do, it sort of, you know, shies away to some degree from eating so poorly.
You know, as you're speaking, I'm thinking of something interesting. Do you think our reliance, our caloric reliance on processed and ultra-processed foods affects hydration levels? Because we're eating these dried types of foods. Do you think there's a relationship?
It's very much so. And, you know, when people are thirsty, it's sort of the last sign that they are dehydrated. You don't get thirst first and then you go and fill yourself. You get joint pains. You have, you know, poor skin. You're dehydrated looking. Your face is drawn. You know, your knees ache. And you're hungry a lot. And a lot of this truly is due to dehydration. And we have so much weird food out there that you don't understand. It's microwaved and it's in packages and boxes and cans. And nobody's really, you know, cooking so much like our grandparents did. And, you know, our bodies are getting filled with mass rather than getting filled with nutrients.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then it's interesting what you talk about, structural issues like joint issues and bone issues. There's a guy named, I forgot his long Iranian last name, and he wrote a book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. Have you heard this?
Oh, yeah. I read that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember. It's a great book, right? And he talks about all the different ways water, dehydration or lack of water show up in ways that you wouldn't even think, like arthritis or heartburn. He talks about, or any kind of just generalized pain can be due to dehydration. One of the things about dehydration that people don't recognize is that the enzymes in the body depend on a certain level of hydration. So when you don't have enough water, the enzymes don't work correctly. If the enzymes aren't working correctly, nothing works correctly. And that's especially true about the skin, by the way.
Yeah, it's absolutely. And, you know, the one thing that I've seen 30 years of being a doctor is if you have adequate production of your enzymes, you can break down your food. And that sounds so simple, but That is how you're going to get nutrients into your body to keep yourself healthy and to keep yourself from having diseases. And, you know, most of us at this point that I've seen are lacking enzymes. We're not making enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the thing that I've been giving to my patients most consistently for 30 years is a high-quality digestive enzyme, because that will aid in getting the nutrients into the body and then turn around and help you making your enzyme. So it's a bit of a catch-22 if you're not taking a good quality enzyme. I use one called Absorbaid, and you can even take it in between meals, and it helps with inflammation.
Yeah, Absorbaid is awesome. I started using Absorbaid, I remember, almost 30 years ago. I was using Absorbaid, and I was actually using it in skincare products, believe it or not, Absorbaid.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well,
it's
that vegan formula, and, you know, I've gone through a lot of enzymes over the years, and I found some that, you know, did okay. But this one, you can give it to your dog, you can give it to kids.
Yeah.
I take it, you know, all the time, and it's just one of those things that it's more bang for your buck when you're putting it in with a meal or is it a snack.
Do you have a take on water, on any specific kinds of water that you like?
Oh, I wish I did. You know, there's so much conflicting data out there that this is one area that I would actually, you know, embarrassingly say I could never take a stand. I do think that distilled water is probably the worst thing that you could have.
Really? I say it's the best water. Tell me why you think it's the worst.
I think because all the minerals and things are out of it, it starts to lyse it from yours. Now, this is one of those. It's a conflicting piece of data.
Yeah.
You know, people have the alkaline water, and then there's spring water.
Right.
And, I mean, I live here in Florida, and you never would drink the water from the tap.
I was about to say, you would never drink tap water in Florida. I hope not. What are you drinking, then? What kind of water do you drink?
I mean, I have a container, like an office container, of the 5-gallon, thing, and I pay a few extra bucks for the better water, and you know, it's a matter of taste at this point. So I think most people aren't drinking enough water.
Yeah.
So to some degree, if they just start putting any water in, they'll do better than dehydrated.
I totally understand. All right, I want to talk about eating, and you've got 7 tips for helping people to avoid, for folks to avoid pigging out at holiday parties. We'll talk about it when we come back from our break. Okay, Dr. Julie? All right, Dr. Julie Gatza is with us. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to our friend Dr. Julie Gatza. And Dr. Julie, let's jump into the whole food thing. Give us a quick crash course in healthy holiday eating.
Protein. I always say protein. It. People are, they reach for the carbs. They reach for, you know, the bagels and the scones and the cookies and, you know, call it a morning breakfast or, you know, put something that way. And then they forget to eat the protein. So later that night, it's easy to eat the cookies and things because you left protein for your breakfast. And most people are eating not enough at lunch and, you know, maybe at dinner they're getting, you know, an adequate amount. But I would say that that's probably the biggest thing that I would tell my patients over and over and over again is, you can't
more
eat
protein.
Enough eggs. You can't eat enough chicken and fish. And I don't even care about red meat if you can break it down, which, you know, the absorbate helps with. But the protein is the one thing that at a cellular level is the hardest thing to break down, and it's the first thing that you should be reaching for. Then you'll find that you don't have such the bent to have all the carbs, you know.
You would love Dr. Wallach. You would love Dr. Wallach. He eats 12 eggs a day. I don't know if you know who Dr. Yeah. Wallach is.
I've heard the name, and I'm not against it.
Yeah, he's big on eggs. I love eggs. We talk about eggs on the program all the time. A true, true power food. The most powerful food on the planet, gram for gram. The most perfect food on the planet is an egg.
I have a friend who has chickens, and so I get her fresh eggs, you know, weekly.
Nice.
And
I eat so many
eggs. And you, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And the fact is, even though eggs are high in cholesterol, that isn't the cholesterol problem of people who have high cholesterol. I've taken a lot of patients, brought down their cholesterol by tons and tons of, you know, points, and it's a diet with eggs and lots of protein as well. They just come off of some of the other junk.
All the building foods have cholesterol in them. Cholesterol is part of the building complex. Vitamin K, vitamin D, lecithin, vitamin A, cholesterol, they're all found in the same kind of foods. The foods we're supposed to not eat, ironically.
That's right.
Interestingly.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you clean up somebody's diet and you put eggs in and clean up the rest of it, and you're going to see that they lose weight, they feel better, they have more energy, and their cholesterol does come down if they're battling that.
What do you like? What kind of eggs do you like? Or preparation-wise?
I was never a fan of... I avoided eggs as much as I could my whole life, and I changed my mind, so now I hard-boil them, I scramble them, I do whatever
raw?
I can. To
do you do them raw?
I eat them raw constantly,
yes. Yeah. I do it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, raw egg. People think a raw egg is yucky, but if you put a raw egg in with other things, it makes it creamy. It gives a nice creamy vanilla taste, the smoothies and such.
Yeah, you never taste it at all. I mean, No, not at all. And it's, wonderful. You can slip it into somebody who's not doing well or, sick, or you want to get your kids some protein, put it in a shake, yeah. And they won't know the difference.
Yeah, exactly. I've been mixing frozen strawberries and water with a raw egg, and it is delicious. Oh, my God. It's so
I've
good.
Never... Wow, that's serious.
try it. Frozen strawberries, water, and a raw egg. And if you like a little honey or steamed, if you want it a little sweeter. All right, so give us some more. Some more tips.
The next one is, if you're going to be eating, eat your vegetables as well. Before you reach for the carbs, carbs are just, they kill us. We look at these Americans and you look at, it's just, we're all a little puffy, we're all a little chubby, we're all battling weight to some degree.
Yeah.
And we're just not eating protein and our vegetables, which is so, it's the old school. I mean, we've been told it forever, but if you really do, go shopping and you prepare your carrots and your celery and you put them at eye level in a glass container in your refrigerator, it's amazing how it's just as easy to grab that as it is to go to the chips and, start, satisfying yourself with vegetables rather than, the carbs and the chips and the goldfish crackers and all the other weird things.
Right. People don't realize vegetables are a source of structured water, of really good water, quality water, so you can actually hydrate with vegetables, especially cucumbers and celery and the watery vegetables, plus the fiber, of course.
Most people think fiber has to be from a grain, and, you get a tremendous and most adequate amount of fiber that you can have if you just increase your vegetables.
Yeah, and starting off meals with vegetables is probably a good idea, too. Like when you're sitting down for a big meal, starting off with veggies. I noticed you talk about the different, food combining a lot. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, because we're supposed to be making a certain amount of enzymes, when you put a food in your mouth, your body says, okay, cool, I know what that is. I'm going to secrete this enzyme to break down the protein. When you, put everything on your plate and eat it all at the same time, it's basically saying, good luck, hope you can break this down. Hope you're getting the most nutrition from this meal. But if you separate your foods, even by minutes, and just let the body say, all right, great, we see it's protein, we're going to secrete the enzyme for that. Now we see vegetables are coming, we're going to do that. So it's not always easy to do that, but if you do have a choice and you have, separate foods on the plate, not like a pizza, certainly you can, choose to eat the protein first, the vegetables next, and then go ahead and have the rest of it. But, taking our time with eating also does count because, if you think about how the Europeans eat, they really do make an event out of each meal, and, we're soccer moms and running around and grabbing something and protein bars, and we're not necessarily eating to survive, we're just eating to to eat.
What's your take on keto, the ketogenic diet?
I love it.
Yeah,
I think keto is brilliant, and people really improve from that, and the fact is when you're eating a keto type of a diet, you're doing everything that we're talking about,
right?
And it doesn't mean you have to avoid every carbohydrate. Certainly we need them, but we certainly eat way too much of it than we're supposed to as our first choice, and then we're filling up, and, maybe I won't have so much protein and vegetables because, the bread was so good.
The bread is good, I have to say. But vegetables are carbohydrates. You have plenty of carbohydrates from your broccoli and your celery, right?
That's right. I mean, any sick person that's ever come in, we always handle digestion first. I don't care what they have, but if you fix the digestive system, now you have a leg up on really getting them healthy and, eating
and
this way and giving the enzymes.
And you can't do it without the you can't make somebody healthy if the digestive system's not. I think that's a missing link in medicine, is that nobody's focusing on the digestive system, which is the key to everything. They're focusing on the symptoms, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, there's just not a lot of money in fixing somebody's digestion. If you keep the digestion, unhealthy, you can give them all sorts of things to try to get rid of their symptoms. But if you fix the digestive system, the arthritis, even asthma and, skin conditions and all the digestive upsets that you can experience, even, I'm too full or I'm bloating or I'm gassy, all that can be corrected in such a very short period of time. And once it is, now you have a healthier body that you can really make inroads on fixing whatever it is that they're complaining about.
Do you know that Big Food, Keebler, Nabisco, General Mills, et cetera, these big food companies, the biggest companies in the world, they own the drug companies.
Yes, I do know that.
Isn't that interesting? They feed you the food.
I had a patient, and then they
yes,
sell you
the medicate you.
It's
a great scam.
I had a patient once that she came in and she had something on her pants, and I said, "Wow, what is that?" It had spilled all over her pants, and she worked for Keebler, and she said, "Well, this was part of the ingredient for fat free." Work in the lab, and she said, "I'll never get this out of these pants. These are going in the garbage. I've tried in the past," and I went, "Oh my goodness, it
that's
doesn't
the stuff
come out of your
eating.
Clothes.
That's the stuff right. the elves are making in the trees." Little Keebler elves, you know, that toxic stuff. That's so true. You know, there's a place in Philadelphia called the Minnell Institute, which is owned. Have you heard of this? That's owned by the food company, or it's funded by the food companies and the drug companies, and they experiment on the different chemicals that they need to put in their foods to make you want to eat them, to make you not stop eating them. And the drug companies fund the Minnell Institute as well as the food companies. And I think the cross between food and drugs is really behind much of the problems associated with our food. Our foods are like drugs. In a way, the ultra-processed food are closer to being drugs than they are food, right?
100%. I think it's, when you take somebody that's not doing well and you feed them everything from a garden and, from the perimeter of a grocery store, within a week's time, you start to see a real change. The puffiness and the inflammation mm-hmm. goes away, and they can move better, and their eyes are brighter, and they have energy and they're sleeping, and it's simply because they're not putting in fake food or what we call unfood.
Yeah, non-food, unfood. It's 80% of the calories that we ingest come from ultra-processed or ultra-processed food. I love the term ultra-processed. It's like process is not bad enough. Now it's ultra-processed.
That's right.
It's an extra level
of
processing.
If you only have so much energy to break down your food and get this body moving and surviving properly, you don't want to put, 50%+ of that into breaking down unfood. And I say that if you put up a piece of fish which has enzymes and minerals and vitamins and you put that up against a box of french fries, there isn't anything that the body will use other than the taste buds like it, and it was a placeholder in your gut. And that is what unfood is. It's simply something that has no value. It just makes you feel like you're full.
Dr. Julie, thanks so much for being on The Bright Side. Hope we have you again real soon. Happy holidays if I don't speak to you before then. Take care.
Thank you so much.
That's Dr. Julie Gatza, and that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.